Powered by Riverside.
Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 5. Our drop date is Thursday, January 29th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the wonderful and talented
Water Peep.
And I'll tell you what, folks, we are so excited about this one. We have some special guests here tonight. This is Nosy Parker. And what makes this special for us, you know, we're all over the place, but we are based here in Flint, Michigan, and we finally have a Flint, Michigan band on the show. Welcome, y'all.
Thank you.
Hello.
Michelle, you and I have kind of been setting this up all along. Michelle McCauley, would you mind introducing all the folks here for us?
Sure. I'm Michelle. I'm the drummer for Nosy Parker. And we have Kayla, my wife and lead singer, and we have Tammy, she's our bass player, and then we have Chris, who plays lead guitar and does some backing vocals here and there.
All right.
And we have Penny.
And we have our dog.
Oh, there's a special guest. There we go. Our Trixie is probably at Quarter Peep's feet right now. So
we've got the guest right now. I think there was a presence known here.
Yeah. Well, she will not stop making noise. If we stop petting her, she's going to start making noise. So
we can completely relate.
That's what we're doing. Is petting the dog.
Gotta keep her calm.
Yeah, at practice, Chris literally has to keep a foot on her or something, or she'll just bark at him the whole time.
That's what makes it fun. So we were first introduced to you, so to speak, at a wonderful function that the City of Flint and the Flint Institute does. It's the Capitol Theater. They do the Flint Under the Stars program, and the Capitol Theater is one of the best venues in the Midwest. I challenge anybody to find a better place. But you guys were playing there along with Audrey Dupuy back in August. And Quarter Peep and I said, hey, it's Wednesday night. Let's go check this out. And we're just absolutely blown away by you all. Honestly, I will say one of the best live shows I have ever seen. You guys quickly made it to C. Willie's top five.
Top 5, yeah.
And it just...
That's awesome. Thank you.
Well, it was so much fun. I think the thing that I enjoyed most about your music is you can't discern live versus what your recorded music is. You guys are so tight on stage. Tell us a little bit about how you all got together and what brought you to the point you are right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, Michelle and I are married.
So that's part of it.
That's how it got started.
But no, honestly, we've all just been in the music scene for a really long time. And we just kind of all started out as friends. Michelle and Tammy have been friends forever.
Yeah, we grew up together. So long time. She's been in almost every single band I've ever been in. So, so we've played together for a long time in various bands and stuff like that. So I'm always like, Tammy's got to be the bass player.
And well, yeah, I was in a band before, and Michelle drummed in that band for a minute, and then we took a break from music, and then we decided that we just wanted to do it again for fun, and if we were going to do it, it was just going to be on our terms. And so the three of us kind of got together and started playing, and then we asked around if anybody knew of a guitar player, and a friend of ours suggested Chris. And he came to a practice and just kind of
never really went away.
Yeah, melted right in.
Well, and I can honestly say each of you in your own right are phenomenal at what you do. I love the energy, Michelle, that you have at the drum kit. And you look like you're honestly having fun with every song, which I just think is phenomenal. Tammy, you are the single coolest bass player. I really feel like, Tammy, if the entire venue fell down around you, you would still be there keeping the beat and playing. It just
all time.
You remind me of John Entwistle from The Who. You know, I just, just really, wow.
Thank you.
You know, Chris, amazing guitar licks. Just you really hold it from that end. I was so impressed. And Michaela, your voice is phenomenal.
Thank you. The way
you engage the crowd too. And now I know there were a lot of folks there that know you guys. And so you've got that advantage in the show that we saw, but we didn't know you. And we were right there with you on every song.
Yeah, we were hooting and hollering just like with everybody else.
We were.
we blended.
You know, all we could see up there was black darkness. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We didn't know. Like, is there one person? Is there 50? Is there 100? I have no idea.
Well, it was an absolute blast. And we've obviously become enamored with you all. You've been together since 2018. Playing the Flint area, obviously, but you're all over the place. Where all are you playing right now?
Next, we will be playing in Fenton at Corner Bar in February. We're actually playing there a couple months in a row. We reached out to them and they were like, give us all the dates you have. So we're there February. I think we're playing there in March and in April.
Super.
And then we'll be in... down further in like the Heartland area in May at a place called Tap Inn. Mm-hmm. They just reached out to us. So I'm not entirely sure how they heard of us or how that happened, but I'm not mad about it. So
no, not at all.
We'll be traveling down more towards Livingston County. And then after that, I mean, we try to do one show a year where we travel as a band and go on a band field trip. So we're going back up to Shorts in Elk Rapids this summer.
All right.
We'll be back up there. So,
all right.
Fantastic. And all over the place.
Good for you. The first one that we've got queued up is December. And I am dying to hear the backstory on this song. I've had to have a couple of Kleenex with me just about every time I've listened to this one because it just gets me. But I've got my idea about what this is about. I really want to hear the true story of what's December all about.
We would too.
Yeah.
This song came about during COVID, actually, when we were all kind of stuck inside. My friend Johnny reached out to me and was like, you know, I would love to collab with you on something. I have all these lyrics, like, let's just do something. And so I said, okay, cool. Shoot me over some stuff. And I sat down at the piano and just this song happened. And I kept asking Johnny, like, what is this song about? Who is it about? And he's like, he won't give it up.
He won't tell us.
It's a mystery.
This is the first song that we've ever released where like, I didn't write the lyrics, like it wasn't lyrically mine. So that was kind of different to like navigate and write with somebody else, but also super fun. I know like things that I envision when I sing this song and bring it to life, like, I don't know, it is kind of like a tragic love song, sort of, is how I picture it, or you know, losing somebody. But he won't give it up on who it's about.
Okay. Well, it will remain a secret and I guess up for all of us to interpret. So, all right. Let's give this one a listen. This is Nosy Parker and December.
More than I loved mine.
Yes, such an absolutely beautiful song. That's December from Nosy Parker. I made it through without the tear this time.
I saw
that's,
it.
That's good.
He's holding on to his chair. I saw it.
All righty, folks. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back on the other side with more from Nosy Parker. The Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast has a single purpose: offer a platform for the promotion of independent artists. We're a weekly show featuring guests from throughout the United States and Canada, and we're proud to say we are winners of the Best Independent Radio Station from the Michigan Music Awards and a 2025 Josie Music Awards nominee for Best Podcast or Music Radio Show. If you're interested in being a guest on VCS, feel free to contact us at VehicleCitySound.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are joined this evening by Flint's own Nosy Parker. Nosy Parker. Why did I say Nosy Parker? Wow.
Nosy too.
Yeah, well, it's a good kind of noise. Yeah. So that's good. Hey, you guys just came out with your Dogtown Studio Sessions EP. That's out. Tell us a little bit about the progress and getting that out. How did that all come about?
Anybody want to?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I always want to make sure I'm not over talking everybody. I work in community engagement, so I literally talk all day every day.
That's okay.
I could just, you know, we could talk about anything. But we saw a couple other bands from the Flint area that had traveled out to Dogtown Studios, and we thought it looked fantastic. And then we were like, who does this? And we looked to see that Robbie Fisher is the guy who owns it and runs it. And we were like, oh, hey, he used to be in a Flint band. We remembered him. So we reached out to him, went out there. It was amazing. It like far exceeded my expectations. It's just him and his camera. Like what he produces with just being like a one man production is amazing. And I can't speak highly enough about him and sing his praises. So you should definitely check out Dogtown Studios.
Right. His space is just so cozy. So it's like, you just feel so relaxed and at home, and he just makes you feel so comfortable even when he's got a camera like right in your face. I think that's the hardest part for me. There's one part in one of the videos where Kayla always says, you're trying so hard not to look at the camera right there. Like, I know, it's so difficult, but yeah, but it was awesome. It was such a fun time.
Super. Oh, and cool. Now, how do you plan to use that? What are you going to be doing with everything that was produced?
So we've released it all it's on all major streaming platforms.
Okay.
And that's out. We are currently in the works of putting it on a vinyl, but I'm waiting for the test copy to come back. So that should be coming soon. And then we'll launch that through Elastic Stage, which is a UK company that does, you can buy them like ad hoc. So that's pretty cool. And then there was three videos, music videos that accompanied the songs. So we've already released those through over the course of the month of December. Funny enough, we released all of those videos. So those are all out there on our YouTube channel and on our website and all this fun stuff.
Folks, make sure you check all that out. I want to back up just a little bit. You know, your sound is unique, but you can hear a lot of other sounds there as well. What would you say are some of your influences?
I'm going to let Chris answer this one.
Who's your biggest influence, Chris?
Oh, boy.
I'm only picking on him because I feel like the way that we write music in this band is a lot different from the way other bands do. We literally will just sit at practice and Chris will be like, oh, I have this guitar.
It comes from what he's doing.
Yeah. Basically. There's a couple where Kayla said, oh, I have this little piano part. Or there's one song where I was like, hey, I have this drum part that I really like. We need to write a song that goes with this drum beat. But for the most part, you know, it's all this mastermind over here.
He's the strong silent one there with the band.
I don't know. I listen to pretty much everything. So sometimes I bring stuff and they don't like it at all.
But that's part of the beauty of the band.
Yeah, I was like, we're not turning into a Tool cover band, Chris. We're not.
Ultimately, that's what he wants.
Just wait for the light show.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, like, we do all listen to so much. Like, Chris surprised us the one day and was like, hey, we should cover a Sabrina Carpenter song. And we're like, okay, that's kind of a weird thing to say. But so, yeah.
We're just, I'll
throw in that lyrically, I've always been a huge, like, into, like, Queen, Elton John, the way that, like, those songs, like, are more story-based, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
So that's where my inspiration kind of comes from.
Yeah, I don't know. I grew up listening to everything. I would just put headphones on and drum to it. So whatever it was. I think the first song I learned on drums was a No Doubt song. When we were playing in high school together, I mean, we played everything.
Yeah,
Nirvana, everything. Blur, I don't know, Matchbox 20. It was just all over the place.
Jazz band, so
we were in jazz band music together, so a lot of jazz. There's some jazz influence there. Yeah, it's kind of all over the place.
Well, and I think that's what's fun. And one of the things that we really enjoy about putting on the show here is that we hear bands that have their sound And it's not I'm ripping off Tool or I'm ripping off Queen. This is Nosy Parker. And yeah, it's a conglomeration of all of this, but it is a unique sound. And that's I know that's one of the things we loved about hearing you live is, hey, you could hear them another time and know exactly who that is.
Yeah.
All that's right. The idea. Love it.
That's what you're shooting for.
Yeah, that's the goal.
The next one that we've got queued up here is Holy Water. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, obviously, like, the state of the world right now is a little crazy, and being a predominantly queer band, minus our token straight white guy here, we have a lot of people who have opinions about us and our relationships and who we are, and so this song was kind of written towards those people who try to, you know, burn us at the stake, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that we're not going anywhere. And quite frankly, we don't want your feedback. So
I will share with you that the moment that I said I don't care what anybody thinks about me was one of the most liberating moments that I've had. And mm-hmm. I don't care, you guys. I love your music.
Yeah, and that's great music.
That's what we want to present here. Nosy Parker plays amazing music. Listen mm-hmm. to it. Enjoy it. Get the message. Yep. So, all right. Well, knowing that, let's give this one a listen. This is Holy Water from Nosy Parker.
It's trying to run from all the
Yes. Nosy Parker, Holy Water. What a fantastic tune. We appreciate you having that out. I appreciate you writing that.
Yes, it's
such a great song.
And it's on my running list. So just so you guys know, this is a great running song too. So.
It's got dual purpose.
I love it.
All righty. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back on the other side with Nosy Parker.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative. Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QuarterPete, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Nosy Parker. And I have to ask, I can't go through this episode without saying the name. Nosy Parker, tell me, where did this come from? What is it?
Anybody else?
No volunteers?
This is a question that gets asked all the time. And I honestly wish that we had a cooler story, but it's kind of a cool story. But when Michelle and I first started dating, a lot of people had a lot of ideas and thoughts about our relationship, and it was just like people love to talk. And when we started playing music, we were like, you know what, if they're going to talk about us, like, let's invite them to come and talk about us. Like, come get Nosy Parker. Like, yes, go tell everybody that, you know, they're in a band together now. Like,
yeah, it's a very old saying, like from England, I think. It has a lot of meanings, but I think like,
yeah, like a
person that just
a busybody.
Just always up in your business, I guess.
Yeah. that makes sense. And kind of going back with the song that we just heard with Holy Water, it everything goes together.
Yeah. And I don't. When we were talking about Dogtown, I don't think we mentioned, but all of those songs were recorded live.
Fantastic.
It's all live. So he does the video and the audio at the same time, and it's a take, and that's what it is. So what you're hearing in the songs that we gave you is exactly how it sounded in that room as we were playing it. So that's pretty cool. Another cool thing about Dogtown is that, you know, you get to have that experience that it's different than your traditional recording experience.
Well, and again, you're supporting, you're making me look good, Michelle. You're supporting what I said at the onset. Your live performance and what we hear on the recordings are spot on, just absolutely spot on. It's a rarity, because there's a lot of times that we hear what the recorded version is, what the studio version is, and then we see the band on stage, and what a disappointment. And not with Nosy Parker. You know, we hear what you have produced, and then we see you on stage, and we hear you on stage, and it's right there. It's phenomenal. Folks, you've got to get out and see them.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Those of you that are here in our area, get to Fenton in February and March. I know we're going to be there at, what's the Corner Bar? That's where you're going to be. We will have our corner in the Corner Bar, and we're going to have some fun. How can fans find you? Where do folks find you and get to know more about Nosy Parker?
We're on every kind of social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that stuff. But if you go to our website, nosyparkermusic.com, there's links to all of our social medias. It has links to our videos that we put out for these songs that we're hearing today. I think there's a couple other videos on there, photos, all that stuff. So it's all on our website. But we're also on all the streaming platforms. So whatever you prefer, on there as well.
All right. All right.
Cool.
And the last one that we have queued up for you here tonight is Replaceable. Tell us a little bit about this.
This song was just written, I guess, I like to say in our live performance, I always like to say the song is for anybody who was told that they weren't good enough. Like, whether that's in a relationship, at a job, like just them telling themselves that they're not good enough. This song was written with that in mind. Like, I was in a really low place in my life at one point, and that's where this song came from. It's just kind of coming out on the other end, and reminding yourself that you're strong and you're beautiful and you're worth it.
All right. We need a little of this right now. Yes, we do. All right. Nosy Parker and Replaceable. Nosy Parker, Replaceable, another phenomenal tune. Just a great song. You guys got this.
Let's just say Trixie, our dog, just went nuts playing that song. So if you heard that, she's dancing too.
I love it.
Hey guys, thanks so much for joining us tonight. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us, for sure.
Well, and we are very much looking forward to seeing you in several more live shows. This we'll be in Fenton shortly.
Awesome. Yeah. Right.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, next week we have Eleanor Swede.
We are looking forward to that, too. That'll be a lot of fun. Hey, I think that is a wrap on tonight's show. I want to thank you guys, Nosy Parker, one more time. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for what you do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And thanks for all the support that we've got from the folks out there. This has been a wonderful ride. If you want to know what we're doing, VehicleCitySound.com is the website. If you know more bands like Nosy Parker that you want us to have on the show, VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is the email. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you subscribe to us on YouTube. That's helping us out a lot. We are on all the platforms. Check us out. Have fun. Enjoy the music from Nosy Parker. And hey, folks, do good things.